The Sportscast, May 6, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Also, go to thesportscast.net, our website, and also you can download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The World Cup is coming this November. It's being from November 21st to December 18th of this year. And we're going to do some specials these next upcoming weeks, or months, actually. Months, because there is a lot of teams to discuss. And today's first team we're going to discuss is Qatar, host team of the World Cup. And joining us for these specials is Lucas Bibot, an Argentinian that now is living in Miami. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Hey, Santiago. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I hope we could keep, reviewing all these teams. I really liked it when you called me and told me you had this idea. So it should be fun. It should be a fun couple of weeks. I think it's going to be more than a couple of weeks. It's going to be months. Because there's 32 months. Teams that we got to review.
Yeah. So we're doing one team per show. Lucas, before we start, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background with the beautiful game.
Sure. Well, I was born in Argentina. I grew up in Argentina. I've always played. I coach. Now I don't play anymore. But I've always been a better coach than a player, to be honest. And a big fan of the game, big fan of South American football, and a big River Plate fan. I don't know if you can see it because of my pool. But I'm very happy to be here and discuss and view. Because I'm going to be honest with you, there's a lot of teams that I have never seen play in the World Cup. So it's hard to say who's going to win it without even, giving everybody a chance.
Yeah, which is why we're going to review each team, which we're starting with Qatar, the host of this year's World Cup. And this team I have seen before. They played in the CONCACAF.
They played Colombia, World Cup. Right?
What was that?
They played Colombia, right?
I don't know if they did. Well, yeah, they did in the Copa America.
Yeah, they played
last year. And they played against USA in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Let's discuss and see what this team is all about. This Qatar team has never been to a World Cup.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've never been to the World Cup. They actually, their roster, I believe, they might have some foreign players, like Brazilian players, in this roster.
Oh, wow. So, that's good. That's good for them.
Yeah, so they might poach. Their coach is from Spain. His name is Felix Sanchez.
I saw that. But I also saw that he doesn't have a lot of experience coaching national teams or teams, to be honest.
Correct. So, he worked for the Barcelona B team.
Yeah. Fun fact. I coach a U14 girls team, and I have a diploma from the school of Barcelona that I did online a few months ago. So my team in Miami Shores is where I work at. It's called La Masia. So,
dude, that's huge. Getting a certificate from Barcelona?
Yeah. No, but we use it so that it was really good. It was very good. It's taught by one of the best coaches in La Masia. So they kind of teach you how to do it and how to practice and how to do everything. But it's funny how I from day one, as the first time I got the team, I'm like, this is La Masia. So now the whole club knows us as La Masia.
Hey, that's awesome. That's one of the best academies of soccer in the world.
I will disagree on you on that one.
Which one is it, you think?
River Plate.
Oh, River Plate. Yeah, well, to be honest, you got to give credit to those clubs because they're the ones getting these players from these countries, who discovered Messi? It wasn't all Barcelona. It was probably a club in Argentina somewhere.
And he went to Argentina. He went to River. He went to Boca, and they didn't want to pay for his treatment. So that's why he never played in Argentina.
Interesting. And I think he went over to Europe when he was 6 or 12.
He was like 12, I think. Yeah. Something like
yeah.
that.
Young. Played for medical bills as well.
He did, yeah.
All right. So the coach is from Barcelona. He managed the youth team there from 96 to 06. So he has a lot of experience that for the youth, not for the senior teams. Then he worked for the Aspire Academy. I don't know what is that all about. It sounds German. And then he's been in Qatar since 2013. So he's coached the Qatar under 19, under 23, and now the senior team. Is that That's enough?
Good. He knows all the players.
Exactly.
I don't think it's enough to compete, but it's enough to know your team and to know everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been in Qatar since 2006, so he's been along with this project for a while. What 4 years? They didn't qualify for 2000. Well, good question.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible that Colombia is not going to win the Copa.
I know. They have a lot of talents and players, but they didn't score for 8 games. Which that will cost you.
And it costs, yeah. I saw this guy, the new guy, new to me, that plays in Liverpool now. What is his name?
Luis Diaz.
Luis Diaz.
He is the hottest thing right now.
You know, Gallardo asked for him to go play in River maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, and what happened?
No, they asked for too much money, which was like $2-3 million back then.
Now, Colombian players have gone to Argentinian clubs. I mean, historically, that has been a trend. I remember
the right
goalkeeper
now,
which went to Argentina. But anyways, go ahead.
No, you're right. Before, it used to be, you kind of had to play in Argentina before going to Europe. People from Uruguay, from Colombia, from all over the South America, they used to play in the Argentina League first and then make that big jump.
Yeah, exactly. Because I guess, the European scouts are in Argentina. There's no doubt.
I guess, yeah.
They got resources there. Anyways, Qatar, they won the 2019 Asian Cup, which is like equivalent to the Copa America or to the Gold Cup. And they pretty much brushed through it. They defeated Lebanon 2-0. They beat North Korea 6-0, which is pretty easy. 2-0 win against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has some history in the Asia Confederation. Then they beat Iraq in the round of 16. Wow, this is a full tournament. This is not quarterfinals, round 16. And then they beat South Korea, which I think South Korea is the top two best teams in Asia.
Okay.
Maybe more than Japan. And then they defeated the host United Arab Emirates 4-0 to set up a finale against four times winner Japan, which they beat them 3-1. That's not bad.
Wow, that's not bad. Japan usually has a good team.
Yeah. Japan is pretty physical, very athletic. I remember when Copa America, which you probably saw this, when they went to the Copa America, they were running like nonstop.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, so then they won that, which is a pretty good sign. It's a good sign that they could perform in Group A. Then they went to the Copa America, which this Copa America, I like this format. I don't know what you think, but two groups. That's okay. It of five teams, I believe? Or was it?
Five teams.
Each. So Qatar was invited. They were placed in Group B with Colombia, Argentina, and Paraguay. Their first game was against Paraguay, where they came back from a 2-0 deficit to a 2-2 tie, which I actually remembered, but marked it for the first time Qatar suffered more than one goal in any major tournament since winning the Asian Cup in the UAE. It was followed by a 0-1 loss to Colombia. Anyways, Argentina.
Yeah, probably. But I really don't remember that game.
Yeah, it was 2019, and I'm gonna look up 2021 because I did not look up 2021 if they were in that Copa America, because I know Qatar wanted to be in. No, they were not. They were invited, but then because of COVID, they couldn't go.
Okay.
So it was fully South America for 2021. I like it like that.
I don't know. I like having. I wish European teams would join. You know, maybe like have like an Italy or a France.
Which there was one. A time back in 2011 or 09 that they wanted to bring Spain to compete in Copa America.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Didn't
Spain
happen.
Did a little tour by South America after winning the World Cup, and Argentina beat him like 4-1 or something like that.
Now, but the thing is, here's the risk if you invite a European team, Lucas, because they could really compete it in the Copa Bowl.
But that's what you want. You don't want to invite somebody that's just going to show up. You want someone that you're going to compete. That you got to see the World Cup. Yeah, no, that's the point of inviting somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember they would invite Mexico every time. And Mexico will go to the championship.
Yeah, Mexico used to do well. Same thing with Copa Libertadores. The Mexican teams used to do good.
Oh, they would invite them too?
Yeah. And I think it stopped maybe like 10 years ago. Something like that.
Wonder why. Because of the CONCACAF Champions League, maybe.
Probably.
Because they started that in 06, so maybe there was a interesting scenario there.
The best game I remember was because River beat Tigres in 2015 for the finals.
Really?
So they played 2015. They played Copa Libertadores. But I remember growing up, Chivas against Boca Juniors. Bofo Bautista doing all his crazy stuff, and I remember if he was an assistant coach or someone in the Boca Juniors bench spit on Bofo Bautista's face, and there was a big controversy and big issues, and I thought they stopped it there, but now that I remember, in 2015 they had teams too, so
that was way back in the day.
Yeah,
okay,
that was back in 2004-05.
So back to Qatar. Qatar did not get invited to 2021 because of COVID, and I think they couldn't get another team. But they did go to the Gold Cup, the CONCACAF, where they play against USA, Mexico, Canada, Jamaica, which is a tough tournament, I say. They claimed 7 points in Group D, which I think they won the group. Their debut was against Panama with a 3-3 draw. Then they beat Grenada 4-0. That's pretty easy. Then Honduras 2-0. Then they went to the quarterfinals. And they beat El Salvador 3-2. But then they went to the semis against the United States, lost against 1-0. I remember that match. That was a tight match. And what I remember about that squad, Lucas, was that they would have like two or three Brazilian players. But I notice in their squad now, maybe they changed their name. I don't know, but I don't see any Brazilian name in the current squad. I don't know.
Yeah, they could make him, maybe convert to a different religion. And
I was going to say that. I think they probably, because that happens when sometimes when you convert to a different religion, you could change your name. I believe you could do that in the Muslim religion. I'm not 100%, but I won't be surprised if that's so. So I don't think the Gold Cup had a third or fourth place game, but they finished in the top four for CONCACAF. I mean,
that's
a lot to tell?
I'll tell you this. How many CONCACAF teams have won the World Cup?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude.
No, it's true. It's true. And who do you think would be the first team to win it? USA or Mexico to win the World Cup?
USA.
I think so, too. I think they have the resources.
I think next, not this World Cup, but 2026, I think the U.S. is going to do really good.
They're going to go deep. I think the top four, I think. That's what I...
It could be. It could be top four. It could even be finalist.
Which is huge.
So...
In the Gold Cup, there was no third and fourth place game. I believe they removed that because I don't see it in Wikipedia.
Okay.
Then they had the 2021 FIFA Arab Cup. I didn't know that existed. You could probably watch it on the FIFA stream, the new FIFA Plus stream, which is coming out this year.
By the way, if FIFA stream is listening to this, sponsorship.
Exactly. Qatar won all of its group stage matches and faced UAE, which they beat a couple years ago at the Asian Cup, winning 5-0, but they lost 2-1 in the semi game against Algeria, which Algerian team has Mahrez.
Okay.
And then they got third place.
Okay. Mahrez is really good.
Mahrez is
good. I didn't know where he was from.
I watch the Premier League every week. And
you do.
And then, you know, Mahrez, which a lot of good players come from Algeria. Mahrez, Zidane, some good soccer over there from North Africa.
Yeah. Who's your Premier League team?
My team is Liverpool, and we're in the Champions League finale.
Do you think you have a chance against the?
I think we do with Real Madrid because they beat us about, 2-3 years ago. And they did us dirty. Sergio Ramos.
I saw the game. That's why I'm laughing. I saw it. And I
gave an elbow to Mo Salah, which he was out.
I'll tell you
I think
what.
That happened like the first minute, I think.
In my team, I always want Sergio Ramos.
Really? Why?
He wins.
he is a competitor, but now – he signed with Paris this past year, and he hasn't played much.
He's too old.
I know.
For soccer, he's too old.
Yeah, and, when you see those players start at an early age, 16, 17, you see them decline in the early 30s.
Did you see his series in Amazon Prime?
No, I haven't. How was it?
It's very good. He has two seasons. I saw season one.
Really?
It's very good.
Competitor, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't want to lose, even with his kids. You know, there's a funny. I think it's in episode one that his wife asks his kids. He's like, what's your favorite Real Madrid player?" And the little kid goes like, "Modric." He was like, "No, Sergio Ramos."
Yeah, Sergio Ramos, one of the best defenders, but I think he peaked early, and I don't know what's up with them with PSG because I know they wanted to offload him, because it's too much money and he wasn't playing or maybe they found out his injuries were severe or like whatever. But he could be. I mean, I won't be surprised he'll be joining like the Real Madrid front office or maybe be a coach for Real Madrid that they typically.
Yeah, or I think he could do a couple years of MLS.
Maybe MLS or Qatar because a lot of them go to the Arab world.
China.
That's another one. I haven't seen too many go to China lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe because of the virus, probably.
Okay,
so Qatar, they're in Group A, Lucas, and they're going to be playing against Ecuador, Senegal, and Holland, Netherlands. What are your thoughts over this group? Does Qatar have a chat?
No.
Why?
No. Ecuador, I know a lot of people have not seen Ecuador play, but Ecuador is a very good team. They play very well, very, how do you call it? They play very well together. So right. They build a very good team, and it's very hard to beat them. Senegal, they usually always have, I haven't seen Senegal play, but they have
Mane,
very fast players, Mane, and the from African Liverpool. Teams. I never want to play an African team. They're always very tough, very challenging.
Argentina very always tired. Gives Nigeria.
We do. This year we got lucky. and then Holland, Netherlands. They always play well. So my favorites in that group is Netherlands and Ecuador.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I think Senegal, they won the African Nations Cup a couple of months ago. They might be that number two team over Ecuador. But it's going to be tight, though. It's not going to be easy.
Well, we'll see them, and we're going to talk about it. So we'll know. I haven't seen Senegal play. I saw Netherlands play, and I saw Ecuador play.
Senegal beat Egypt. So it was Mane against Mo Salah, and Egypt lost because Mo Salah missed a penalty.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a player, though, is Mo Salah.
Yeah, no, yeah, one of the best players in the world. I think last year they were he was considered for the Ballon d'Or, but not this year. This year is more like Benzema. I think he's favored. Yeah. Yeah. So I say Group A, Netherlands number one. What do you think about this Netherlands squad? I mean, they got some good players, Frankie de Jong and Memphis Depay, but do you think this team is good?
I think it's a good team. I saw him play against Germany a couple of weeks back, maybe like a month back. And they were, I think Germany was winning 1-0 or 2-0. And then they were able to tie. They were able to tie against Germany. I think it was 2-2. But it was a very good, very challenging team. They had the ball. They were competing a lot. They played really well.
Yeah. I say Netherlands for sure, number one. You know, these host teams in the past, the only one host team that did not do well historically was South Africa, where they did not make it out of the group. Qatar, now looking at this group, maybe Qatar will not get out of this group.
No, you're my team now.
I don't think it's a very tough group. It's a tough group. I mean, it's kind of like if Qatar had like replace Ecuador with like Scotland, then they might have a chance.
Okay.
But Ecuador, Senegal, they're two good number twos. And Netherlands is not a guaranteed number one either.
It's not.
So
it could be Ecuador and Senegal. I wouldn't be surprised.
That could happen. I mean, keep in mind, this is new territory for everyone. This is neutral, Lucas. No one's played in Qatar much.
No, you're right.
You know, like you can have World Cups in Europe, you're gonna have a couple of teams that know that terrain, that know that weather. South America, the same thing. You know, Argentina, Brazil did well in that World Cup in 2014. The Europeans were kind of used to it. But this one is completely neutral. It's going to be like 77 degrees most of the time. But we'll see. I mean, Qatar could have home field advantage, but might not be enough. So
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If, let's say, Colombia is in the World Cup, right?
Oof.
And you have Liverpool, Real Madrid coming up now. Who would you rather Liverpool win a Champions League, or would you rather Colombia win the World Cup?
Oh, Colombia win the World Cup, yeah.
Okay.
For sure, yeah. I still think the World Cup is way more prestigious than the Champions League.
Is that your favorite tournament, the World Cup?
Yeah. By far. And yes, there's an argument about, you know, that the Champions League or the club leagues are getting more popular. Well, which is reality. But I still think the World Cup has prestige. What do you think?
No, to me, give me Libertadores all day.
Which is older than the World Cup, right?
I don't think so.
But it's older than the Champions League.
Definitely. No, because Champions League had a different name back then. It was
like the European Championship or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I believe Copa Libertadores came first, and the system and the idea came from South America first. So, which they came up with the World Cup as well.
Yeah, the first one was
in Uruguay. So. Which Uruguay claims they have three, but they technically have two.
Four. They say they have four.
They have four. Oh wow! There you go. So let me look at I'll show you the roster because I'm able to share my screen from here. And I thought there might be some European players. Can you see my Chrome?
Nope.
Okay. I will read it out to you. Not read it out because it's way too long. All the players.
No, but I have it on my second screen, and I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so pretty much – a lot of them play for Al Sadd, which is a good strategy, Lucas. If your national team, most of the players play in one club because they know how to play with each other.
That's true. Yeah.
Spain did it back in 2010. You could say Germany had a lot of Bayern Munich players. But that's pretty much it. That's only two examples I know, to be honest. I mean, Argentina, most of their players were mixed. They were not all from Boca or River when they won the World Cup, right?
Yeah. When we won the World Cup, actually, a lot of them were from River or from Boca.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so you mix it up. But
because back then, it wasn't as now that you know that if you play in Argentina, you don't make any money. Back then, it was competitive. It was, you know,
right.
I think until the year 2000. Was very competitive, and then after that, he just went downhill.
Yeah, so the Qatar squad, I would say about 60 to 70% of them play in Al Sadd, which is a club in Qatar. Which I won't be surprised they started that a few years ago. they started actually in 1969. My bad,
okay.
Which is still a fairly young club. Still, I would say.
Yeah.
Most clubs, like the best club, started back in the early 1900s.
Is that the club where Xavi used to coach?
Oh, you're right. Oh, my gosh. That's a good point. Maybe Xavi was there to prep him for the World Cup.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you have Xavi as your coach in Colombia?
I don't know. I think Xavi is focused with – with his home club Barcelona,
okay.
Really?
Well,
yeah,
I'll make it easier for you. What about for Liverpool?
Oh no, well, I mean Liverpool's Klopp. Okay. Klopp for till 2025 at least.
But Klopp leaves. Something happens. Klopp leaves. He has a special.
Oh, who takes over? Wow. That'd be tough to replace, man.
You wouldn't take Xavi?
I would take him, but I don't think he would go there. I mean, a lot of these Spanish coaches from Spain, they're. Oh, no, I can't say that. Because Guardiola went to Man City. So, I mean, Xavi needs to prove it first in Barcelona, which I think that's his best bet. He has to win La Liga. He has to win maybe the Champions League, maybe. But if he can at least win a couple of Ligas, then he could think about going to another club like Bayern Munich, Liverpool, or maybe Manchester United. So, But I think he's too young still.
And I'll ask you this one as well. If you were they don't have presidents, right? In the Premier League, they have the CEO, right? They have an owner.
Yeah, it's like the chairmans, I guess you can say. Yeah.
If you were a chairman of Manchester City, would you fire Pep?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't because it'd be hard. It'd be very difficult.
He said to win the Champions League.
Yeah, I mean,
you bring him everything he wants. He has absolutely everything he needs, and
what I would do is I'll bring in like Haaland and see how that goes.
Okay,
because Haaland is a prolific striker.
Okay,
and
but they always bring him everything he wants.
But he's been lacking strikers for a little bit. Like I know. El Kun Agüero was with Man City, but he was kind of dwindling down.
He didn't want to play him.
Yeah, didn't play him. Probably because of injuries or something. And then they got Gabriel Jesus, but that's it. They don't got anyone else. I can't think of anyone else. But if they bring Haaland, I would like to see what happens then. If he doesn't win the Champions League by next year,
then
it's tough to find the best coach ever. It really is.
But, okay, let's get into this discussion for a little bit if you want.
You could.
But do you think he's the best coach ever?
That's a good question. Best coach? I would say no, not yet.
Okay.
Right now, no. Jose Mourinho has a better record than he does, winning trophies, games, and things like that. I don't think Mourinho will be at his best again. But I would say Guardiola is definitely up there, like one of the best. Klopp might be in that conversation.
Top five? What would be your top five?
Top five ever or top five right now?
Top five ever.
Ever? Wow. Gosh. I would say Mourinho.
Okay.
Maldini? No. I have to go back on that because that's a lot of – Because I know they're like, who was the coach in AC Milan in the late 90s? He was good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Alex Ferguson.
Okay.
Definitely up there. Pep Guardiola.
Ferguson didn't win much.
He won a lot of, yeah, he didn't win much Champions League. He won a lot of
Premier Leagues, which is tough.
Premier Leagues, which is tough in itself.
But he was also in Manchester United. He wasn't in.
He was there for a long time though.
Fulham.
Yeah.
He didn't coach Fulham and won, you know, a championship. He was at Manchester United. So
Arsene Wenger. No.
I'll give you my top five, which two I know you might not know.
And they're from Argentina.
Gallardo.
He's good.
And Ramon Diaz.
Wow.
And then,
never heard of them. Well, Gallardo I have, but the other guy, no.
No?
No.
Okay. And then Mourinho.
Yeah.
Ancelotti.
I was going to say him.
And the guy from what's his name?
Klopp. I thought you were going to say, like, Bianchi.
No, Bianchi. No, forget it. not Klopp. I'm sorry, not Klopp. The guy that's at Chelsea.
Oh, Tuchel?
Tuchel?
Yeah, I mean, a little too soon, I would say, for all time, but he's a good coach. You know, same for Pochettino. He could get, I mean, he could do some stuff, some damage down the road.
I don't like Pochettino.
No? Interesting how things didn't get along with him and Messi, but anyways. Well, there you have it. The roster, most of them from like Al-Saud, coached by Xavi. So there might be some momentum there, but now Xavi is back in Spain. Your overall thoughts of Qatar, do you think – they think they have a chance? Do you think this team is built up? They did their best. What are your thoughts?
I think they are maybe get a tie against Ecuador and lose against Senegal and Holland.
Yeah.
So we're going to get 1 point. We're going to see very little of them. And I think – let me ask you this. Do you like watching the show before the first game?
Oh, the opening show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, those are like the things you watch, you look for. I like the Euro Cup one last year, was good. But yeah, the World Cup, the opening show, and also when they go to the championship game, it's pretty intriguing. Sometimes it can be slow and boring, but it's they do have a good happy ending towards the end. How about you?
I get desperate. I'm like, start the game.
But the first opening match are typically boring. There's not much going on sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a low-scoring match. It's not 5-0. It's like either 1-0 or 2, you know. Like,
That's true.
One of like the most, you know, like the opening matches that was a big surprise when Cameroon beat Argentina in 1990.
That was
bad for Argentina. But, hey, they came back. Went to the final.
Yeah. And they stole the final from us.
I know. It wasn't a penalty. Well, there you have it. This is our first show of previewing each World Cup team that the World Cup will begin this November 21st, where it'll be the first World Cup in the wintertime. Did you know that the clubs will release their players only 1 week before the World Cup starts?
That's crazy.
But a lot of these players will be in mid-season form, so they'll be in shape. There won't be towards the end of the season where they're kind of like, you know, fatigued, but they're in mid-season form, you know, but the clubs wish they could keep them. But so, and it'll be about, I think it'll be like exactly 4 weeks. So maybe a little bit shorter, but it's going to be pretty exciting. Lucas, the World Cup's exciting for me and exciting for you, isn't it?
It's okay.
Copa America is better. I'm kidding.
Copa America is better. Copa Jordan is better.
Lucas, what's the best way to reach you online?
Instagram, Lucas El Pivot.
Which, how do you spell that?
So Lucas and then E-L-P-I-V-O-T.
P-I-V-O-T, which is an Argentinian story behind it. If you DM him. Yeah, for stay tuned for next time. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll be following the NBA this weekend. And, of course, any soccer news as well and NFL. And sport keeps going on. Lucas, thanks for coming on.
No, please. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this was your update.